Chapter 21. And Jehovah visited Sarah as he had said, and Jehovah did to Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived, and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the appointed time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh. All that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham, Sarah will suckle children? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking. And she said to Abraham, cast out this handmaid and her son, for the son of this handmaid shall not inherit with my son, with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said to Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of the handmaid. In all that Sarah hath said to thee, hearken to her voice, for in Isaac shall a seed be called to thee. But also the son of the handmaid will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a flask of water, and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed, and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was exhausted from the flask, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down over against him, a bow shot off, for she said, let me not behold the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lifted up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar from the heavens, and said to her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad there, where he is. Arise, take the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make of him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the flask with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and he dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech, and Phicol the captain of the host, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. And now swear to me here by God that thou wilt not deal deceitfully with me, nor with my son, nor with my grandson. According to the kindness that I have done to thee, thou shalt do to me, and to the land in which thou sojournest. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of the well of water that Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this, neither hast thou told me of it, neither have I heard of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs, these which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, that thou take 7 ewe lambs of my hand, that they may be a witness to me that I have dug this well. Therefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they had sworn, both of them. And they made a covenant at Beersheba. And Abimelech rose up, and Phicol the captain of the host, and returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a tamarisk in Beersheba, and called there on the name of Jehovah the Eternal God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days.